From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. As night fell Friday, Kurdish Peshmerga tanks fired heavy artillery into the now Iraqi-held town of Altan Kapri, while gunfire cracked at the town's entrance. Kurdish civilian volunteers scattered from behind a nearby berm as journalist cars raced out of the line of fire. Vehicles holding Kurdish fighters faced and raced forward. Iraqi and Kurdish forces have been battling since early in the morning after Iraqi forces advanced north of Kirkuk, an oil city they took over in the past week toward the Kurdish capital Erbil. The United Nations said Friday that 589 Rohingya refugees have fled Myanmar to Bangladesh since August 25th. Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters that just over half of them are staying at a large site known as where the aid partners are working to improve basic services, infrastructure, and road access. Michael Dunford is with the World Food Program Emergency.
WFP's already fed 580,000 refugees. Just yesterday, we fed an additional 10,000 as they came across the border. But we're still scaling up. We still need to reach up to 1 million people. We've received strong support from our donors, but we need an additional 54 million to get us through until the end of February if we are able to reach our target.
The president of Aid Group Refugees International, Eric Paul Schwartz, visited Bangladesh last month. He said that by early September, it was already clear from conversations with refugees that the situation had become ethnic cleansing and that the crimes against humanity were taking place there. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. As Somalis in the capital city pay their respects, the Somalian prime minister said the Somalia's president will announce a state of war against the al-Shabaab extremists the government blames for the bombing. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis went to Capitol Hill Friday to meet with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. After meeting privately with McCain in his office Friday, Mattis promised to keep better lines of communication with Congress. McCain said the meeting helped to clear up the information channels. Earlier that week, McCain threatened to use a subpoena to compel information from the Pentagon and Trump administration officials. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomb attack inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers. IS Gul reports.
It was in fact a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Ghor province killed at least 33 people. At least 30 Egyptian policemen have been killed in a shootout with militants in the country's western district. Security officials say the policemen came under fire as they were searching for suspected members of Hazem, a group that has claimed responsibility for several attacks in Egypt during the past year. The officials said that eight other security personnel were also wounded in that attack, which took place in one district about 135 kilometers southwest of Cairo. An Interior Ministry statement confirmed the attack but did not give casualty figures. It said a number of suspected militants were also killed in the shootout. A search and rescue operation is underway in the northwestern Malaysian state of Penang following a deadly landslide that occurred Saturday. Dozens of rescue workers, some carrying stretchers, combed the construction site where the landslide occurred. The state news agency is reporting that three deaths and nearly a dozen are believed to be dead. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.